You're listening to Beta. I'm Doug Gordon. If you can relate to characters with existential insecurities, and these days I think we all can, Otessa Moshfegh's fiction will resonate with you. She's a novelist and short story writer from Boston. Her mother's from Croatia, and her father is from Iran. Otessa has already put together a very impressive resume. Her first novel, Eileen, was shortlisted for the National Book Critics Circle Award and the Man Booker Prize. The book won the Penn Hemingway Award for debut fiction. She recently released her first short story collection. It's called Homesick for Another World, which raises the question, is Otessa homesick for another world?
Coming out of the gate, well, am I homesick for another world? Yeah, I think we all are in multiple ways. The title comes from the last story in the collection, a story called A Better Place. And I took the title from that story because that story feels the most personal to me, actually.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't any satire in it in the way that I use satire, I think, in most of the other stories in the collection. And it's written in a different register, and it is dealing with a kind of spiritual quandary or perhaps a misinterpretation of what life and death are in a way that I think all of the characters in the book experience. But this character from the story A Better Place in particular felt the most like me in her attitudes. So it felt natural to pick the title from that story, and that she is homesick for another world kind of described the general attitude I had toward this book, what I wanted this collection to be about.
Now would be the perfect time, actually, to have you read an excerpt from A Better Place. How about starting at the beginning?
Sure. A Better Place. I come from some other place. It's not like a real place on Earth or something I could point to on a map. If I even had a map of this other place, which I don't. There's no map because the place isn't a place like something to be near or in or at. It's not somewhere or anywhere, but it's not nowhere either. There is no where about it. I don't know what it is. But it certainly isn't this place here on Earth with all you silly people. I wish I knew what it was, not because I think it would be great to tell you about it. I just miss it so much. If I knew what it was, maybe I could make something like it here on Earth. Valdemar says it's impossible. The only way to get there is to go. Valdemar, I say to my brother, how do we get back to the place, to the thing, whatever? Oh, you have to die, or you have to kill the right person. That's his answer now. For a long time, he thought only the first part was true, but over time he's thought long and hard and figured out that there is a second way. The second way is much harder. I don't know how he figured it out, but thank God for Valdemar, who is so much wiser than me, though only a day older. I took some extra time to come out of the woman. I had doubts, even so early on, about this place here on Earth with all the dumb things everywhere. It was Valdemar who persuaded me to come out, finally. I could hear his cries and feel his little fists poking through the woman's skin. He is my best friend. Everything he does, it seems, he does because he loves me. He is the best brother ever of all brothers here on Earth. I love him so much.
I can really relate to these feelings of being out of touch with the world and feeling like an outsider because I'm from Canada, first stop on this planet anyway. And even when I was still living there, I had this feeling, this sense of I don't belong here, which I guess is why one of my favorite songs is a song by Ben Vaughan called Too Sensitive for This World. In fact, I think you could go so far as to call it my theme song. Do you know this song?
I don't think I've ever heard it.
Let's roll the first minute of it and then we'll fade it out and I'll come in and see what you thought of it.
Great.
Okay.
¶¶
Every day starts with a broken heart. I must be too sensitive for this world. Well, I know it ain't right to cry every night. I must be
too sensitive for this world.
And the world is such a callous place. It's a wonder, it's a wonder,
it's a wonder.
And it won't survive.
What do you think of that? Do those lyrics resonate with you at all?
Oh, God, that's so heartbreaking, Doug.
It is, I know. I know, that's why it's my theme song.
Oh, well, I'm so glad that you work on the radio and you get to connect with the world in this way.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
That you're so lucky.
Yes, I am. That's true.
You know, it makes me feel lucky that I get to connect with the world through my writing, too.
Yeah.
And that's a beautiful song. It just makes me feel like, why don't we all just stop and appreciate each other more? You know,
yeah.
Like, hey, do you see me? You know,
yeah.
That kind of feeling. It's so easy to just lose track of that and go about your day and just get stuck in your own head. And then at the end of the day, yeah, you feel completely isolated and alone. Or I should say, I can when I do that, when I don't make the effort to really look at people and connect.
Yeah. Your characters are so fascinating. They have these existential insecurities that I can really relate to. Yet at the same time, they're trying to, despite these insecurities, trying to connect with other people and to better themselves. And I couldn't help but notice that the first story is called Bettering Myself and the last story is called A Better Place. So if you don't mind my asking, how much of your characters' existential insecurities come from your own life?
All of them.
Yeah.
110%.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't have the answers.
No.
I mean, in some ways, I'm asking these questions of my characters. Is this going to be the story where at the end I feel like I've figured out my own existence? Inevitably, no.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe I've gotten a little closer to what my life is supposed to be, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I read this story in The Atlantic in which you talk about this video performed by a singer named, I'm going to butcher her pronunciation, Lena Zavaroni.
Oh, Lena Zavaroni.
Lena Zavaroni and her cover version of a Neil Sedaka song called Going Nowhere. It was very interesting. I watched the video and just the response you had and the things you said about it were very, very intriguing and provocative. Can you tell me a bit about this video and why it means so much to you?
Well, I was so moved by the performance because the singer, Lena Zavaroni, is this really small, delicate creature that possesses this insanely powerful voice. And in this performance of Going Nowhere, it seems that she is being possessed by a spirit. And I really related to her and just respected and admired her so much for this vulnerability and strength and deep, unheard of wisdom in the way that she transforms this song. And then to find out a little bit more about her life made me just fall in love with her, and my heart broke for her, and she had a hard time of life.
A difficult relationship with her mother, right?
Yeah, and it sounds like a difficult relationship with the world, being someone with so much talent and so much artistry. You know, maybe she was too sensitive for this world, like your song.
And yeah.
She was successful and was getting attention from a young age. And to grow up in a world where you're being treated as a commodity and you're actually an artist, you know?
Yeah.
And that must have been really hard.
There was a really interesting part in this story where you said that writing saved your life.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk a bit about that? About how how writing saved your life?
Well, I think it saved my life in the way that it protected me from self-desertion at a young age. But it also, I think, protected who I was, in that I could have an identity that was singular. I could have a relationship with myself through my creativity, and it had nothing to do with what anybody else was telling me.
Yeah.
And the messages I was getting from the world were mostly negative, or I was interpreting them as negative. So I could build an Otessa land, you know, out of my imagination, and in that be productive and feel like my life is good for something.
Otessa Moshfegh is the author of the short story collection, Homesick for Another World.